Welcome all to the FSHD Society Radio Show and this special broadcast of World FSHD Day 2023. We're traveling the world, getting the perspective, points of view from patients, scientists, advocates, pretty much you name it, from those that are in the FSHD world. And the FSHD Society wanted to kind of bring all those perspectives together. And today, one of those guests is going to be Jack Erblich from Atlanta. Jack, we've talked before. It's always great to have you aboard. You handsome devil, thanks for being here and spending some time with us.
Tim, you always know the right thing to say. I sure appreciate that.
Absolutely.
And Tim, thank you for doing what you do with FSHD Radio. I appreciate it, and thank you again.
Thank you, absolutely. And it's kind of you to say, it's one of the passions of mine, and to have this opportunity to talk to people like you on a somewhat regular basis. We've had conversations before, and they're always great, and they're always impactful, and I know you won't disappoint today, so no pressure. But the first question that we wanted to ask some is, what do you wish more people knew about FSHD?
That it's one of the 9 types of muscular dystrophy. It's the third most common form of muscular dystrophy. There's over 1 million people worldwide affected with the disease, and 70% of patients experience pain, deliberating pain at some point. And that's tough. A lot of FSHD patients struggle with pain.
Yeah, that's a interesting perspective, because I can 100% agree. Yeah, the pain is, I call it my best friend sometimes, it just walks with me. There's not much I can do about it. So that's sort of, it just kind of is long for the ride, sometimes that's just when I know I'm still here.
If I'm in pain, yeah, that's a good point. Here. Yeah.
So with, within that, right, the pain, muscle ache, all that, what physical aspects then of FSHD have been probably the most challenging for you? I mean, I could talk from my perspective, of course, but This is from yours, Jack.
Well, the frustrating part for me is I can no longer lift a case of beer.
Oh, that's terrible.
So, yeah. And I can't raise my arms above my head, so it makes getting up on a ladder, changing a light bulb, impossible. Mm-hmm. So getting things down from the top shelf in the kitchen, impossible. So, and that's, that's tough. I struggle with mobility issues. That's a whole challenge that I think a lot of FSHD patients have, is just the mobility. And the most difficult, I think, is the mental aspect, Tim, of not knowing what's around the corner. And this is a step progression, right? A lot of muscular dystrophies are a linear progression. As described to me by Dr. Johnson, it's a step progression. So we're going along fine, and then all of a sudden, within months sometimes, you lose an entire muscle group.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating in and of itself, but it's also frustrating in not knowing what's around the corner for you. And I just talked to somebody this morning whose mother had FSHD, knew she had FSHD, and was asymptomatic. And then right when she turned 76, within a year, she's in a scooter.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's rapid, rapid progression.
Wow.
So that's from a mental aspect for patients. I struggle with that. It's just the unknown.
Yeah.
And the anxiety wrapped around that unknown. So having said all that, if you turn it into a positive, we just keep doing what we're doing until we can't do it anymore. Right, Tim?
Truth. That is absolutely right. And I know you've taken that energy and that positive energy, and you've put it towards volunteering, towards being a bigger impact in the FSHD community. So what would you say then to those that are maybe on the cusp of volunteering? Do we need help, Jack? What do you think?
We could always use the extra help, right? So I started the Atlanta chapter 5 years ago when we launched the chapter program. And I always think back with my decision back then. And I think of the phrase, sometimes God leads you on a journey mm-hmm. you didn't think you needed mm-hmm. in order to bring you everything you ever wanted. Mm-hmm. So I like that. And so when I decided to get involved, which I had, you know, I was diagnosed 30 years ago, Tim, right. but I went into denial. So I made a complete, you know, 180, decided to get involved. It's become my passion. And I talked to a lot of the volunteer leaders at the FSHD Society, and they all have one thing in common is their conviction and passion and energy. And we have a dream. We have a dream to find a cure, Tim.
And with the celebration to some degree, or recognition maybe is a better word, of this day, World FSHD Day, you know, calling on those people to help volunteer with time, talent, treasure in some cases, right?
All three sometimes, Tim.
All three sometimes, right? right, right. Yeah. If you can be that three-star person, that'd be great. You know, and then there's the orange smiley face that we try to do campaign. I am orange smiley list. I wish I would have been better prepared, but you know, if I had it, and I understand the significance and the impact social media has and what that can do. What do you think of that orange smile campaign? I know we did that big time in Florida last year around this time, getting people gathered in a big picture of that. And, you know, what's been the feedback that you've gotten, if any, you know, on that orange smile selfie campaign?
Yeah, I like it. I like it. And it drives home the point that a lot of FSHD patients have a hard time smiling.
Right.
You know, having a hard time using a straw. Mm-hmm. So it brings that home in a fun and playful way. So we are, tonight we're going to meet for a watch party here in Atlanta.
Nice.
So all the Atlanta chapter members, we light up the King and Queen building here in Atlanta. There are 30-story buildings. Wow. We light up the tops of the buildings. This is our fourth year doing it. They're going to light it up orange. And we are all getting together for dinner and a watch party.
Nice.
At a local Mexican place right across the street from the King and Queen building. Sit outside and watch as they light up those two buildings in orange. We're also going to do a Atlanta chapter member orange slice photo.
Nice.
With the buildings in the background.
Yeah.
Lit up orange.
Awesome. That sounds great.
We're going to have fun with that.
Absolutely. And that's part of it, making that recognition powerful and positive, and making that known through Atlanta that this is what this day is about for us. How hard was that to get that arranged? To have, I mean, you said you did that for four straight years now. Was that difficult? It's become routine now?
Well, it was actually a chapter member, Virginia Wyckoff, that tracked down the property management company that runs those two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
And got a hold of the property manager.
Yeah.
And had a discussion with her and was successful.
Nice.
And so we are on their calendar every year, June 20th, wow. lighting up orange. And I just, I confirmed it a couple of 3 weeks ago, and mm-hmm. they're more than happy to do it. We wrote a press release, which we got published last year in some local papers. And hopefully that'll get published this year as well.
And draw some more attention. And so that we get more volunteers, more funds, all those things we talked about, right? To get people more involved and know what's going on.
Exactly. You drive by the King and Queen building and in the holiday season, they light it up red and green and pink during the cancer awareness. Yep. And so for us, if somebody's driving by, sees that it's orange, maybe goes to Google, why is the King and Queen building lit up orange today? And up comes our press release, and nice. we build awareness.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah. Last question for you, Jack. And I'm interested to know what direction you go with this answer for this one is, you know, how would your life be different if you no longer had to manage the impact of, you know, living with FSHD?
Well, the inability to pick up my grandkids is frustrating for me. I have four grandkids, all under the age of five. Mm. It's hard for, I can't pick them up.
Yeah.
So that would be, I wish that wasn't part of my life. Mm. And, you know, I can't chase them around. As they get older, it's going to be tough to play tag with them.
Right.
That'll be impossible.
An easy target. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can still throw a baseball. So
nice.
Yeah, I played catch with my 5-year-old grandson just the other day. But I don't know if that's going to change either.
Yeah.
Tim, you're still good at tossing a baseball, right?
Well, so they think. Yeah. I mean, I guess. I don't have a lot of velocity, but it works for batting practice. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. So yeah, but now on the other hand, you know, I'm a glass 3/4 full kind of guy, right, Tim?
Yep, absolutely.
So on the other hand, the last 5 years of getting involved, being a volunteer leader, joining the board, just meeting some other FSHD patients, have the ability to bring them together and build some camaraderie as a community and support one another. You know, that on the positive side, if I wouldn't have had this disease, that wouldn't have happened.
Right.
And right. I just like you, Tim, I've met some wonderful, wonderful FSHD patients and their families. And, you know, there's more that's been done in the last 5 years than in the last 30 on finding a cure.
Mm-hmm.
So we're right around the corner. I mean, I feel confident with that.
Totally agree.
My younger daughter, when I told her I was going to get involved and start the chapter 5 years ago, you know, she has a couple of little kids, and she said, "Dad, now that you're involved, there will be a cure. Mm. We will find a cure." So a little pressure on me, huh, Tim?
A little pressure. Yeah. I'm kind of on her side on that one though. You know, it's like, man, if Jack's in there, come on. I mean, who else do you want in your corner? Right. He is one of the all-stars of this attack team against this terrible disease. I totally echo what you're saying is that yes, this stinks. This is negative all the way around. Heart wrenching to hear. Just want to pick up your grandkids, you know, for God's sake, is that hard much to ask? But if you flip it, the connections, the things you've been able to do impacting the world, and recognize that to an FSHD, World FSHD Day is well, you know, it wouldn't happen if it wasn't for the disease. So it is a funny flip, isn't it? To find that.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. Again, back to that statement, sometimes God leads you on a journey.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You didn't think you needed to bring you everything you ever wanted.
Well, thanks, Jack, for joining us today. Enjoy tonight, time with your friends and family, and light in the sky orange. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Bye-bye.